Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Tashima, and how may I assist you on today?
Yes, my name is Janet Peterson. My credit card was charged when I did not request any product or approve any charge, and I would like a refund, please.
Okay, I can take a look at it for you. And what would be your zip code there?
29418.
All right. And if you would, just for your security purposes, could you verify your first and last name for me again? I'm sorry.
Janet Peterson.
All righty.
And there are two charges on my credit card.
All right. And could you verify your mailing address for me?
7896 Sable Ridge Drive.
Okay. Thank you.
North Charleston.
I got you. All right, Ms. Peterson. So, yes, ma'am, I'm showing two charges that were initiated, or I should say credited to your account or debited from your account for $94.90 and $85.90 on May the 5th.
Yeah, I don't even know what they were for. I have not received product. I did not order product. I do not want any kind of recurring charges. I did not do anything about this, and I would like my money back, please.
Okay. So did you not fill out a survey of some form or offer for a keto cleanse product?
No.
Would someone have obtained your credit card information to be able to fill this out?
No. I had gotten like the keto thing back in April, but there was nothing on there about any kind of recurring fee, no survey, no nothing. It was like a one-time tryout, no small print, or I would have called. You know what I'm saying? Like I would have called to cancel because I haven't even tried the damn product. You know what I'm saying? So I did not sign up for any kind of recurring. I have not even received this product in the mail. You know what I'm saying? I do not want this. No.
Because actually what you're being billed for, if you do not call and cancel within the 14-day trial period, they do send out initially a 30-day supply to allow you 14 days to try it and get it canceled. If not, then you are billed the full amount for those products, which is where those charges are coming from, not additional product that's being sent.
I have the original product sealed with the shipping label. I can send back to you if you will give me my money back because I have not even tried that product. And there was nothing written anywhere when I signed up for that saying 14 days or you were going to charge me.
Yes, ma'am. It would be in the terms and of agreement, or we wouldn't be able to charge you for that.
Well, I'm telling you, when I went online, because I would not have purchased it.
Gotcha. But, yeah, in this particular instance, what I can do for you is try to get a 35% discount on the products for you.
No, I don't want them. I don't want this. I do not want this charge for $180 on something I haven't even tried yet. I will send you your product back unopened, if that's the case.
Again, we're only an outbound fulfillment center, and what I can do is offer you 50% off on those costs.
No, then who do I need to talk to get my full refund because I did not authorize a $180 charge?
Okay, ma'am. So anytime you accept the terms and agreement, then you are authorizing the charge if you do not cancel within that 14-day trial period.
There was nothing on any website that I went to saying that it was a 14-day trial.
It would have been in the terms of agreement that you had to select.
I even opened up those terms of agreement. There was nothing in there about $180.
Yes, ma'am. From my understanding, there would be in the terms of agreement because, of course, legally we wouldn't be able to operate if we did not have that disclaimer there.
And trust me, I did not see anything about $180. I would not have done it. Or I would have sent you your product back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been unopened.
Right. Or called and canceled before you got billed.
Yeah, I mean, I would have canceled, like, something. I mean, I would have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have been very diligent about calling you and saying no, you know, that kind of thing. This $180 charge was a complete shock to me.
Gotcha. I do understand what happens in those particular regards,
so
but unfortunately, all sales are
failing. No, I just need to know who to talk to get this refunded. Or
I am
if I can put
following
it
the
back.
protocol of all what we have, standard here protocol. So that's typically how our system is designed for it.
And so you're saying that, is this a recurring fee or is this like a one-time fee?
This one is actually, I will cancel it because it is set up to be recurring. But since you're not interested in furthering the prescription or subscription, I should say, I will go ahead and get it canceled for you. So you won't receive any more product and or charges on the account.
And is there other number or anything to get some refund? Because, I mean, I'm just at $180 for something that I...
Yeah, which I understand, ma'am, but unfortunately, from how our standards are, then those sales are final at the time of purchase there, when you accept the terms and agreement.
And so you're saying, had I called, hold on, let's see, by the 28th of April,
mm-hmm.
I would have gotten no charge.
Correct. If you would have called and canceled us before the 14-day trial period, absolutely. We would have got you canceled and there would have been any additional charges. When customers don't call, then we assume that they are satisfied with the product and then they are set up for the reoccurring monthly payments.
And there is nobody else I can talk to that will give me my damn money back.
No, I'm just following the same protocol of the entire company.
And who can I talk to, your supervisor or manager?
Which, of course, ma'am, they will follow the same protocol. They will just pretty much reiterate what I've been telling you.
Because I'm not paying $180.
So, I mean, again, I can't get it canceled for you, so you would not be charged any further.
Oh, I certainly want it canceled because I am definitely not paying for this shit again.
All right, just a second here. All right, so I do actually have both of those products canceled out for you, so you will not receive any additional charges and or product. And I do have a cancellation number for your records in regards to our conversation today as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely want that.
Let me know when you're ready. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 35236.
All right, now to do web research on y'all. All right, thank you very much for doing nothing.
Thank you, and have a good day.